Third straight defeat, what's your reaction?
Yeah, well, I think that question's a silly question to start with, first and foremost, because I think in terms of how well we've played, I mean, to come out with a comment like that, you obviously haven't seen the last three games. So, yeah, I think that we've not done enough today. We've conceded that first goal, which had been crucial. But then from that point onwards, certainly second half, we completely controlled the game, created enough opportunities and chances to certainly get back in it and possibly even win it. And I think that's the most frustrating part for us, is we've not found that solution to break them down.
Yeah, made changes at half-time. Sean Maguire made his influence.
Yeah, he did, yeah, but he's looked tired, Sean. You know, he's played a lot of football since coming back from a bad injury. He'd played two-thirds of the season before he joined us, and he's been tired, he's been fatigued. We ask a lot of him in that position. So we gave Louis an opportunity. The one thing I do want to say is I thought the whole team first half didn't really perform particularly well. I didn't think Reading were much better, to be honest. You know, we hit the post, we had a great chance with Alan's header, or should have been a header, which he misses. And I think they have the goal and one chance at the back stick with Declan Palms around the post. So I thought it was quite itchy-peachy. But I think that we can certainly play better than that. And I made a couple of changes to try and address a couple of issues I thought were in the game. And I thought we improved a lot in the second half. But as I say, through all the opportunities and all the pressure and all the possession, we didn't score.
Why did you think it didn't quite happen in that first half? Is that perhaps a hangover from the previous two results?
No, I don't think that's got anything to do with him. I mean, individually, they're individual games leading up. And anybody watching the games, we've performed well in each of the three of them. Certainly first half against Sheffield Wednesday, Derby we played well. And then again today, certainly second half we performed well. So I just think that goals change matches. That's a simple fact, and we haven't scored enough goals recently.
Billy Bowden was back today and enjoyed a great afternoon.
Excellent. I mean, but for being excellent and playing as well as he did, like I say, we didn't score. I mean, he's in the team to create and try and score goals. And it's difficult and it's hard after the game because the players have gave everything they've got, but we just really haven't found that bit of magic to open them up.
Yeah, 60% possession, 17 shots. Was it just that final killer ball you were lacking?
That's exactly what it was. Do you know what I mean? But all you can ever ask of your players, right, is they do as they're told and they work in the shape that they're given and they move the ball well, try and create chances and give you everything they've got. And I thought my players gave me everything they've got. So it's frustrating for everybody. Do you know what I mean? The players are really down. But we'll pick ourselves back up and we'll go again Tuesday.
And he made another change at half time. Tom Clark came on. It seemed to really shut down Reading in the second half.
Yeah, I just felt Bud Varson was getting a lot of joy in the air. Ben Davies had picked up a booking. I was concerned in case that was going to obviously impact him and hamper him in the second half, but I thought Tom come on and does what Tom does. You know, he's a man, he's a warrior, goes and heads things. I thought my two centre backs in the second half were excellent.
It is three defeats now. Do you feel that your playoff ambitions
Well,
you have lost three games on the spin.
No, but I just think you're at a stage where you're just trying to annoy me now.
I'm not trying to annoy you at all. I'm pointing out that you've lost three games on the spin.
Which we're all aware of.
Yeah. Do you feel your playoff ambitions have taken a real dent given other results today?
Yeah, I think they've taken a dent, naturally. But it's one of them ones where everything changes in the match, doesn't it? So before the game, we've got a great opportunity. After the match, then now we're a distant memory type thing. But everything can change again on Tuesday. A lot of the teams have still got to play each other. And I said to the players before today's game, we need to stop looking at results and how other teams are playing. Because if we're being honest, unless we win, the rest of it doesn't matter. Do you know what I mean? So we've made it a really difficult task for ourselves now. But all we can try and do is keep playing as well as we can and hopefully try and score that first goal, and that should make a difference for us.
And given you say like the performances you've seen over the last three games, there'll certainly be no shortage of motivation come Tuesday.
No, my players are never shortage of motivation. Do you know what I mean? You've seen that today. I mean, if they were short of motivation, we wouldn't have dominated the second half as well as we did.